Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Wednesday. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. I hope everyone's having a great week so far. We can do it. Only two more days. Unless you work 7 days a week, then may the odds be ever in your favor. As I mentioned on Monday's show, I've been working on a few things and ta-da! I've got a website, ridiculousramblings.com. I'm still working on uploading content, but you can find links to my social media and a link to my RSS feed where you can listen to the show. It's available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Amazon Music. You can also send me an email, leave a comment, topic for a discussion, or just a hey girl hey right there on the website. If you're new to the show, new episodes are available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So come on in, sit a spell. Now, let's get to it. This weekend, Sean and I, hey babe, love you, checked out a local restaurant recommended to us by my boo, Sanya. Sunday morning, I woke up and did my usual, scrolled through social media and checked my emails while Sean saved the galaxy. Sean's a huge Star Wars fan. And him and his friend Adam, hey Adam, sup, play an online game together. I always laugh when Adam says he gets a text. Nope, I said that wrong. When Sean gets a text from Adam, I always yell out, do shit! My tummy started to rumble, letting me know it's time to eat. So I asked Sean if he wanted to go check out Raylan's Cafe.
And I, of course, said yes, as... Food, good. Breakfast food, even better.
So delicious. So we looked at the menu, and I already knew I was going to try the chorizo biscuits and gravy. Their menu offers a nice variety of breakfast and lunch items, and the punny names are just as savory as the dishes.
I definitely agree with that. The second I saw... the side dishes, and they called them side pieces. Hey, we don't judge. I was like, yeah, I'm down with this place. I'm a fan. And the menu was pretty varied in its multiple options, but I've got a really strict rule about breakfast. The first time, I'm a creature of habit, and I just want to make sure they know how to cook an egg. That's like the first thing I'm checking out. So I generally just order something that's, you know, a couple eggs, some hash browns, some breakfast meat. I'm good to go. I went with, I believe they called it the very complicated, and it was two eggs. I always go over medium. Hash browns, choice of breakfast meat. I went with the smoked sausage. And to my delight, they had rye toast. And I know that sounds really strange to a lot of people, but a rye toast with some strawberry jam, which they also had, it's just it's a delight that I love. Like, I cherish that. And most places don't offer it. And as a super bonus, the toast came pre-buttered. A lot of places don't do that. The eggs were cooked perfectly. As were the hash browns. I didn't have to ask for any special instructions. And I think the saddest part for me was... as I was watching them prepare the food and I was waiting for it, I was watching other food go out because it's an old school diner, right? Like long bar of or a long row of seats sitting at a countertop facing the cook station. So you're watching them prepare your food. And I'm like, oh, hey, look. Those are the thickest pancakes I've ever seen. Oh, look at that French toast. Hey, wait a second. Look at... So while I knew what I wanted, and I always get that same meal that for my first meal, I'd already picked out like the next seven things that I wanted on, you know, subsequent visits.
We don't have fear of missing out on like great deals on electronics or a car. We have fear of missing out on really great food. Like, damn, I should have got that. I mean, I was happy with my choices, though. I mean, the chorizo gravy, absolutely, hands down, was phenomenal. Very good biscuits. I'm a little bit of a bougie bitch when it comes to biscuits, but I gotta say, I think they passed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, when Amy said she wanted the chorizo gravy, I was like, a little suspect. Like, I like chorizo. I'm a fan. But I was like, chorizo gravy and biscuits. And it was delightful. I definitely don't know that I would ever just order only that. But it was a nice accoutrement for the rest of the meal.
Fancy word.
The coffee was very good.
I agree. Coffee was really good. I also loved everything's kind of eclectic. Like they're for the most part, like their plates and everything matched, but I loved like the random coffee cups.
Yes. The coffee cups that clearly were all purchased at Goodwill. There was a guy that was sitting down from us and it was like, I
traded my husband for this coffee cup. Pretty good swap, huh?
Yeah.
And yours said Santa, the original hipster.
Yes.
Mine said nothing. I was not special.
But it was cute. I think it had candy canes on it.
I think it did. It had pictures. It just didn't have anything punny on it. But I mean, I'm kind of a walking pun, so I think we're good. Yeah, overall, I got to say, the food was fantastic. The staff was amazing. And, you know, they automatically get a stamp of approval from me because it was not mainstream music or pop. It was classic rock and roll.
Yes. I think... my only complaint would be the counter seating was not super comfortable. It was tight. You know, I'm a bigger boy, and I was
thick.
I was a little scrunched, and like there was a spot where you could put your feet, but then like it would have felt like I was sitting on like a squatty potty or something. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to kick my leg back. And then it started to get tight over there. And I was fidgeting, but even through all of the minor discomfort of the bar seating, I will gladly go sit there again for that breakfast.
Absolutely. Hands down. Would definitely do it again.
Yeah. That if the only complaint I have is that, yeah, that place, it definitely, on a scale of 1 to 5, I'm going to give it 4.25 dough good.
I would have to agree with that. I don't know what 4.25 means.
It's 4.25.
Okay. I mean, I can do that. I was going to say 4.5, but see, obviously, math was not my strong suit. You know, everything was fantastic. And as we were sitting there, we were done with our food. The waitress came over and she was topping our coffees off and was like, hey, random question. Do you have a minute? And she's like, yeah. So she was filling coffee and restocking the little creamers. And I said, I have a podcast and I've been doing a feature on local restaurants, local artists. I was like, can you tell me a little bit about Raylan's Cafe? And come to find out, our very lovely server was actually the mother of the namesake. Shelly was our waitress and she was phenomenal, as were all of the staff. And I was like, hey, you know, would it be cool if I, you know, talked about it? And, oh, sorry, can I get a box? She's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I love giving people a box because I love it when you go home and you think about us later. Honestly, with the, you know, excellent service, the delicious food, and being able to, you know, sit there and unfortunately grace everyone with my singing while we're in such a confined space, the classic music, you know, for the rock and roll fans out there. The vibe, the food, everything, I really enjoyed it. It was a very good Sunday.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's definitely a neighborhood spot. You know, as we were pulling up, I told Amy, I said, it used to be, it's always, I think, been a coffee shop, diner mm-hmm. sort of spot. And I remember when I was a wee one.
When I was a wee lad.
When I was a wee lad.
Oh, I said lass.
Didn't even catch that. When I first moved to this to the South Bend, Mishawaka area, my mom she lived a few blocks from that spot. It was called Eve's back then, and I remember walking down there to get breakfast a couple of times with my mom, and always enjoyed it, but definitely hadn't been there in, I don't know, close to 40 years. And it's changed names several times since then. But when you walk in, you totally get that. It's a neighborhood spot vibe. Everyone knew everyone. Like, people were walking in, and not only were Ray Lynn and Shelly and the people that work there going, hey, Bill, hey, Bob, hey, Cindy, whoever. But like the other people that were sitting there eating were like, oh, hey, how was this? And how's your kid? And how's that? So it's definitely got a super awesome neighborhood vibe. And everyone was so nice.
And when it was Eve's way back in the day, my grandma actually used to be a server there too. So that's kind of cool. We have a little connection.
Yeah, Grandma may have served me and my mom.
She might have made your pancakes.
There you go.
And funny thing is when I was getting all of my stuff ready for the show, I thought, you know what? I know they've probably got a Facebook page, so I went to go on Facebook and like their page and follow it, which you should do too. The South Bend Tribune actually just did an article on the cafe. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So I decided to take a read through it and thought, sorry, musical theater. I saved the article and decided to read a little bit for you guys as well. Shortly after 6 a.m. on a snowy December morning, Raylan Lumpkin and her mother, Shelley McLean, are getting the grill ready, making the day's plans, and serving the few early regular customers. A sign in the window of Raylan's Cafe thanks customers for their 4 years in business, a feat that McLean and Lumpkin announced with a lot of pride. There are 35 seats in the cafe, and the majority of them along the counter. One longtime customer says this is the longest he's seen someone make a go of a cafe at this site. But McLean's about the cafe's beginnings, and she feels that it was the best place and the best time for starting Raylan's. We were approached by the owner of the building. We discussed it with family and friends, and everybody was in on it and for it, and we just did it. Both Lumpkin and her mother eventually began the conversation about what they would do if they started a restaurant. The restaurant's namesake said while her family members were in the restaurant business, she got hooked when she went to a take your daughter to work day at McLean's job at a restaurant when Lumpkin was in the 5th or 6th grade. In August 2020, the area and the world were in the clutches of the COVID-19 pandemic. The world was shut down and public places were restricted in seating and in many ways. My brother helped us out a lot and said, is it really a good time to open in the middle of a pandemic? And Raylan said, you know what, bro? Is it ever a good time to open a restaurant? The restrictions during the pandemic, the distancing, the sanitizing of the menus and other measures did not deter the people who came in to eat. I think people were just happy to find a quiet restaurant, But it's not too quiet on the weekends or during the busy times, McLean said. It's a fun restaurant. Everybody talks. We've had people come in and didn't know anybody, and now they come in every day. They're buddies with the guys, and they even meet outside the restaurant. It's just a really friendly place. In opening Raylan's Cafe, they incorporated their own ideas about food, decor, and approach while keeping the memory of their father and husband in mind. Menu items like the bucket, the boom, and the Ujo Daddy refer to equipment used in the tree business and Lester's favorite saying. As for what the cafe is known for, McLean said Raylan's features a stuffed French toast as a weekend special. And if customers cannot make it in for the special, it is offered again on Wednesdays. Raylan's offers French fries, and it carries turkey bacon and turkey sausage for customers who do not want pork products. The mother-daughter team credits their staff with most of their success for the cafe. For example, McLean said the restaurant has received top scores in all of the St. Joe County Health Department inspections, and that it is a credit to her staff. McLean said that each Christmas Eve, the cafe closes at 2 p.m., and they open up on Christmas Day at about 8 a.m., serving free donuts and coffee to anyone who stops by until noon. We do this as a thank you to everybody. Some customers may not have places to be, or family is coming over later in the day, so they open up to share this time with their customers. Lumpkin said she loves her customers because they get to see them and see them build new friendships at the counter before them. If you're interested in checking out Raylan's Cafe, they offer breakfast and lunch. They're located at 501 Lincoln Way in Mishawaka. Their hours are 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesdays through Fridays, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and closed on Monday. Their prices range from $4.99 to $16.99 a meal. For more information, you can call at 574-383-5828 or visit them on Facebook at Raylan's Cafe or on TikTok at their same namesake. You can search Raylan's Cafe or at Raylan's Cafe. I think it was a good article. It really, like, being there at the restaurant, seeing everything happening, definitely spot on.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was a nice, it was kind of the Cliff's Notes abridged version of the article. So if you have a subscription online to SouthBendTribune.com, which I recommend, because support local. Definitely check out the full article because it goes more in depth into the history and the background with the father, the name, you know, and it's a much meatier article, but you know, we didn't want to read the entire thing here. So.
All right. Now that our thoughts are, you know, on food, let's switch gears. Now we're going to spotlight another local business. Not that cars aren't important, but, I'm thinking about biscuits and gravy. Okay, back to the topic on hand. Don't you hate it when your check engine light comes on or your brakes start squealing? You can slap a sticker over that light and turn up the volume when you go to brake. But eventually, it's time to visit the mechanic. Or you can have him visit you. Justin Holdman of Justin's Mobile Mechanic Service, LLC, has you covered. I asked Justin if he could tell us a little bit about himself and his business. My name is Justin Holdman, and I own and operate Justin's Mobile Mechanic Service, LLC. I'm a mobile mechanic, and I can come to your home and repair your vehicle instead of you going to a shop or a tow truck. I have over 20 years experience working on cars. I'm honest, knowledgeable, and affordable. I don't have a big building or shop to pay for, so I can charge much less than a shop. Life is all about convenience and affordability. I have the customers purchase their own parts, and I install them myself. I do check engine diagnostics, battery and alternator diagnostics, brakes, wheel bearings, steering and suspension components, and much more. most general maintenance type repairs. I'm based out of Elkhart, Indiana, and I provide service to Elkhart, Indiana and the surrounding areas. Want to check Justin out? His number is 574-389-6174, or you can also find him on Facebook under Justin's Mobile Mechanic Service, LLC. Man, food delivery, grocery delivery, and now a mobile mechanic? What will they come up with next? Thank you, Justin, for offering such an amazing service to our area. I can't turn my volume up any louder, so I'll definitely holler at you soon. Have a local business or restaurant you'd like to recommend? Are you a local business or restaurant and want to be featured on the show? Hit me up on my brand new spankin' website, RidiculousRamblings.com, or drop me a line at RidiculousRamblings@gmail.com. You can also reach out on the show's Facebook page. Just search Ridiculous Ramblings and my little duck lips face will pop up. Sean doesn't know. He's finding out for the first time that I've created all of these things.
No, I was just thinking, remember, Ridiculous, RidiculousLous. Ridiculous?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, the whole time you're saying.
But it's not ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Just, you know.
Kind of like a Harry Potter. Ridiculous. You know, the whole time you were saying that, you know what was going through my mind?
No.
MICKEYMOUSE, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Shh. The mouse will sue us.
Oh, that's right. Copyright infringement. Nobody needs that kind of drama.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I think I'm done chatting about breakfast. I'm ready to start thinking about what we're going to eat this upcoming weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like I said, if you have any recommendations, definitely reach out through the social media sites that we have available, or, you know, go old school and send me an email. Either way, I would love to hear from you guys.
And if you go to Raylan's, the eggs are perfect. Don't waste your time. Dive right into those pancakes or the French toast.
So good.
Yeah. You can get eggs with those, but don't be afraid. They know how to do eggs. They do them well. Jump into the other stuff. Feet first. Just go for it.
Or toast point first. Don't put your feet in the food. That's disgusting. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. Hopefully, we've inspired you to grab a seat at the counter and enjoy a cup of joe or some delicious biscuits and gravy. Oh, and get that car serviced. You're not meatloaf. It's not paradise by the dashboard light if you're sitting on the side of the road freezing your ass off. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye. Oh,
no. I'm sorry. Paradise by the engine light blinking. That's not the right dashboard light. Yeah, nobody wants paradise by the check engine light. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Ta-ta for now.
Okay, we're done for real this time. Ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.